systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jamble. Today is a Wednesday, December 22nd, 2010. My name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
My name is a very enthusiastic Matt. Episode 439. What's up?
What's up?
406 to... Oh, no. There is no phone call line tonight. You know why? Because Skype has been effed all day.
I don't know what's up with that.
All day long.
No Skype.
I've been reading nothing but people's woes.
Oh.
Tim from Distorted View is like, I'm trying to do a fucking interview here. What the fuck? The one time I need Skype doesn't work. Sorry. Some people were just having a hard time. I heard tears in those tweets. There was tears in them tweets.
It sucks, and I don't know what to say. I mean, all those people out there that do those video chat dating things over Skype just must be...
You might... Like, this could cause a breakup.
Yeah.
Like, if you were, I'm supposed to be there at 8. She's waiting, like Transformers 2 and some people's lives we know. Like, if I'm not there, she's going to think I'm fucking somebody else.
Probably.
On some other chat client. I'm cheating on you. You couldn't just open another window? No.
No.
That could cause a lot of problems.
A lot.
What if you went with Skype for your main landline?
Oh.
Like you purchased there.
Oh.
Actually, they did say that like their enterprise and business stuff, like their high priced whatever teleconferencing shit, like that stuff still works.
Oh.
It's all the rest of us.
Just the regular accounts and stuff got kind of effed.
Pretty crazy though.
I wonder what happened. Like why
their servers are having problems.
Huh.
They have these things called, I read all about it. They have these things called super nodes.
Yeah.
And like when your Skype tries to initiate contact with another Skype and it doesn't have its info saved, the first thing it does is goes to one of these super nodes and it's like a directory and it tells it where to go, where that person is at.
Right.
And those things, some of those were fucking up and it was just causing mass problems. Mass
problems.
Well,
that's gay.
So Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Are we doing a show Friday on Christmas Eve? Should we
probably
a show to keep everyone entertained while they're sitting there with their children watching their Santa tracker? The government Santa tracker.
That's so awesome.
We talked about this on the hot box a little bit, but I brought up the point that that's so awesome to be a parent now that like back in the day, like my parents just straight up lied. And they admitted that because they didn't have a fallback. Like parents now, they can show their kids that and be like, it must be a conspiracy of the government. Santa Claus, we thought Santa was real too. We're sitting here watching it with you. Like you could totally get out of that and not be a liar in your child's eyes. And you just blame the government. 9/11 and the Santa tracker.
Dude.
Biggest conspiracies in history.
That is so gay.
Isn't that awesome, though? Like, you totally... Because, like, your parents, they were liars. My parents, fucking liars.
It aggravates me that they're wasting my tax dollars to lie to children
tracking
about
Santa.
fucking idiots.
What's even more creepy is that they hire, you know, like a million people to go tromp through people's fucking chimneys and shit.
I guess.
Dressed in Santa suits. You guys didn't get one? We had one of those come through our place. I might have been molested as a kid. I'm not sure.
Did you have a chimney?
No.
Oh.
He had a key to my room.
Oh.
He smelled like our babysitter, which was kind of weird. So if you want to get us presents and not have to be creepy and come through the chimney, thejamhole.com/PO Box. You can send stuff there, or there's wish lists, or you can just donate money. And until the end of the month, we'll give it and go get presents for Sam. We should totally do that and just buy a bunch of presents instead. Be like, you know what? Fuck college. You're probably not going to college anyways. The world's ending next year. Who cares? Here's some presents.
Great outlook.
Right?
Man. Just great.
Would you rather have presents at two or college money?
I don't think the kid's going to realize.
In hindsight.
So.
You probably don't have those presents you had when you were two, do you?
No. No. Hmm.
Probably got a pretty healthy size college bill.
I have one toy I had from back then.
Really? I have one too.
But
a stuffed dog named Dognan.
What?
It's missing an eye, I think.
Dognan?
Dognan. I have no idea. That's just its name, I guess.
No, when I was born, my dad's friend or whatever gave me a stuffed sheep with a little bell tied around its neck with a pink bow thing.
With a little pink entry, like one of those sheep?
No.
No. Oh.
It was just a stuffed sheep, and when they brought me home from the hospital, you put that in the crib with me, and I've had it ever since.
Hmm.
It's...
I bet it needs to be washed.
Yeah. It's pretty...
Are you stoned? What's up with you? You're, like, going slow-mo tonight. What's happening?
I don't know, dude.
You can't even keep your eyes... Look at you. Are you effed? What are you doing? You can't even keep your eyes... No, open your... There you go. No. Keep them open. Look at you.
I don't know, dude.
Oh, my God. What happened?
I don't know, dude.
No, open them. Oh, don't close your... Oh, man. This is going to be terrible.
I did not do any drugs today.
Really?
At all.
You really look like you did too many drugs today.
You know,
the only thing that I know that you didn't is because you're not puking.
I didn't do anything today. And
what do you feel like? Because you look like...
I feel like I took a Xanax or something.
Hmm.
Like... Valium.
And did you?
No.
What's up?
I don't know.
Is that the penicillin?
Maybe
you're allergic to it too. Maybe I killed you.
Is this what penicillin does? Makes you feel all dizzy?
I have no idea. It's an antibiotic.
Slow and...
If anything, it'd just give you a yeast infection. How's your punane?
I don't know.
Is it frothy?
I haven't looked at it.
Let's hope not.
No, I don't know.
Let's all take a collective second and hope not, for my sake.
No, I don't know, dude. Just, I feel really slow and dizzy-ish and just kind of out of it. And I don't know why.
Are you tired? Because you look like you're about to just pass.
Yeah, I could pass out at any point right now.
Huh.
Like.
So when I asked you earlier, and I was like, are you okay? And you were like, yeah. Do you think maybe you should have been a little more truthful with me? Or
I'm okay.
No, clearly. No, yeah. We're...
Like, I'm conscious.
Can you open your eyes and look at us? Jesus Christ. That is terrible.
It feels better to keep them closed. Thank you.
Huh.
They're open.
They're not at all. Oh, wow. All right. Well.
I don't know, dude. I'm seriously, honestly, like, honest to God, to the Girl Scouts, whatever. Scouts fucking honor, which I never was one. But I did not do anything today to do that to me.
Did you do anything in the last couple days that might have done that to you?
It did last night, and I'm wondering if that carried over.
Last night what?
Like, at 11 at night. That should have been well out of my system by
what?
Now. What? Some, Klonopin.
Hmm. Really? A very strong benzo, and you're acting like... Yeah, I would say so.
But this long...
Those stay in your system a while, dude.
This long, dude?
I don't know. You
Man.
Might just metabolize it slow.
I don't...
But that's exactly what you would look like if you took two Klonopin. And you actually didn't go right to bed. Like, that's it.
I went to sleep like right when they hit me because I was tired.
I bet.
And
those things knock you out.
Yeah.
Cold.
And I went to sleep.
People die from that. Jesus, dude.
I figured that I would wake up and be all right. And I just, I don't know. I did not. And it's been all day, dude.
Were you like this all day?
Yes.
Well, then, couldn't have been that. No.
I've only
felt like this since I took it, you know.
It's weird to me, though, because I've never had anything last that long like that. I don't know.
Maybe your body is rationing. It knows times are tough. It's like Christmas time, man. Got to tighten the belt. And can I just say, bah humbug? Can I say that? Fuck Christmas.
Yeah,
you can't have Christmas when everyone's living paycheck to paycheck and expect us to buy people presents. What the fuck? And then you make all of us feel bad because we had to buy people shitty presents because we're all fucking poor. Like, what the fuck is that? Happy Christmas. Oh, okay. It will be as soon as I kill myself.
Yep.
Did you get any cool Christmas presents?
I got a cool hat.
Yeah?
From my boss. It's right here.
I see that. Cool. Do you remember showing us that Wednesday?
Yep.
You know why?
Why?
Today's Wednesday. Do you remember showing us that Monday? Jesus fucking Christ. Keep
Don't
up.
Don't fucking trick me.
Come on, dude. Come on.
Don't trick me like that.
Wow.
No, yeah, I remember showing it to you guys the last episode.
Okay.
No, I got a cool hat.
So did you get anything else? Did you maybe get anything from your boyfriend?
Yeah, which I told you just to forget about it, and you grabbed it and got it anyway.
Because I was not going to go into an hour and a half trip to Best Buy and come out with nothing. Sorry, dude. I'll use it if you don't want
it. I was like, because you kept downing me about everything and saying that, you know, I don't need it. I'm just going to break it and
well,
all this
no.
shit. You take your girlfriend out to get her something for Christmas.
Which was mistake
one. And then you
one.
Tell her
I should have not done that.
She's going to, you know, you're going to break it. You don't need it anyway and blah, blah, blah. What am I going to think? I'm going to be like, well,
I
you
didn't
know what?
Say,
then I just don't want it. Then.
I didn't say
I don't
you were
need it then because you obviously don't want to get it for me. So fuck you. Put it back on the shelf and let's leave.
Okay, well,
and that's what
we'll
I
take
did.
It back then. But no, I wasn't going to get you. You were like, well, what about this one? This one's super cool and expensive. And I was like, you're going to break that one. And after, I got to thinking that if you end up moving back in here, are you really going to use that then? Because, hi, you have all of this. Like, the only reason you wanted that is because you don't live here. And you don't have one.
Then you're right. I don't need it. Fucking take it back.
Take it back and buy two nice HD cameras to broadcast this show in so we can see you totally just nod out in 1080 fucking HD. Can we stream 1080 HD? Will our internet handle that? Can we do that?
I don't know.
Can this show go HD?
So he got me an HP netbook since we didn't even mention what it was.
Oh, well, now I can't take it back. No, so do you like it?
I like it, other than the fact that it's got one speaker and pretends like it has two.
Yeah, what's up with that? You didn't even know that. I didn't even know that until we looked at it. We're like, well, let's look at reviews on Newegg.
Yeah.
And, like, one of the one person that bought it was like, in the cons section, there's, like, pros and cons. He's like, this thing is great, except for what the fuck is up with this? And he says that it says it's a stereo speakers. And of course, speakers on netbooks are shit anyway. But still, you want stereo speakers, and they all have it. And it said that. And he's like, I looked in the front, and there's one real speaker, and then there's one fake one.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, and they totally make it look like there's two.
And are they advertising it
as stereo?
Two?
Yeah, as stereo. It has a stereo headphone jack if you were to plug in. I mean, I guess you could plug in one speaker and then make it stereo.
Maybe that's how they rationalize that.
That's fucking
not,
shady, HP.
That they're not
no,
lying.
That's
you know?
Fucking, you lied. That's false advertisement.
It is. It is.
Can we sue them for that? Can you be like, I was totally planning on using these stereo bullshit netbook speakers to mix down this fucking orchestra piece I just got done composing? And it sounds like shit and I got fired. I want lost wages at my composer job. How much do composers make? Like a couple $100,000 a year? Fuck yeah. Yeah, right. And I want you to take this, and I want you to put another speaker in it, and then I want you to shove it up your ass. I'll take my $200,000 now.
It's a nice netbook, though, other than that.
Other than, yeah.
I liked it a lot. I was like, that's the one I like out of all of them, because one, it has the matte finish screen, which is great.
Which is hugely important, you know, here, when you can only go outside with it, you know, a month out of the year.
No, because the lights and shit, even in here, if I'm sitting here and I'm fucking with it, the light behind me is going to reflect in it.
The vibe doesn't
reflect. Or, you know
what,
I have a problem with those because I end up seeing myself, and I'll look at myself instead of what I'm looking at.
Really?
I'll look at myself because I'll catch my
eyes. What if you were on your Facebook page and then you saw yourself, but then you saw your Facebook profile picture of yourself? Would that just blow your fucking mind?
Sure. No, but, you know, it bothers me. I don't really like the whole shiny. And I see you working on your netbook, and your netbook is cool and all, but... Like, when we were out driving around, messing with stuff, hacking or whatever.
Yeah, that sucks. But that's outside.
It sucks,
and when
dude.
You're in a car, it's not too bad.
I don't know. I wanted the matte finish on it.
I just thought it was funny that you were picking out a netbook according to, like, the finish. Like, when me and my brother went in to pick mine out, we picked it out according to the chipset that you could hack Wi-Fi with. That's so awesome.
Well, I'm not using
which
it
screen
for that.
Is...
I'm going to be using it for different things, and I want a screen that doesn't fuck with my eyes.
Is that like when girls buy cars, they just like check out the vanity mirror first, and they're like, this looks nice, and then they buy it according?
I have no comment on that because that's not how I buy cars.
Is that how you bought your Isuzu out there?
No. Not at all. I looked at the engine. I looked at the transmission.
You didn't just look at those rims and be like,
fucking blumpkins and
you
shit.
Looked at the rims and you were like, oh yeah, this is mine.
I did look at the rims.
You did look at the rims. You're hating it now though, huh? Fuck, dude.
It's not so bad right now.
The rims, hey, the rims still look nice. Even when it's sitting there. Even when it sat there, when it had sugar in its gas tank, man, them rims was shiny. It like catch my glare when I drive by it like, fuck, dude.
When I picked out my car, I looked at the gas mileage I would get. You know, it's a 2.5
That's important. That's
V6,
important.
Okay, rather than a larger V6 and all that.
What kind of gas mileage does that netbook get?
0.
And she's out.
No, dude, okay.
Must have been that drop of sleep you put in my drink.
Just, I don't know. I picked out things different, okay? And I'm sorry I picked out a netbook because of the screen.
No, that's cool. I just thought it was cute. It was quaint.
Really? Because you were giving me nothing but shit the entire time we were in there.
No,
I
know. I
actually got pretty upset, and I just didn't want to even fucking talk to you.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, dude, I am done with you.
I'm over it.
If you want to... I asked, you know...
Hey, I'm not holding grudges.
You
I accept your apology.
To help me... pick out a netbook because you are the computer guy.
I should have.
And I am not.
Gone by myself
and
just
got me a shiny screen
you.
And I'd have been like.
You'd have been like, do they have any matte ones? I'd be like, no.
Yeah,
they
right.
did not.
See, look, the only reason I wanted you there to even pick out a netbook is because you know what to look for and what's going to be good to run whatever I'm going to run. I don't know that.
Boston.
The only thing I'm going to look at when I fucking look at a netbook is...
how good you look in its reflection. Yeah, you look good in that one. You look good behind the seat of that, babe. Let's take our netbooks and go run that Boston.
I'm going to see how light it is. I'm going to look at the fucking color of it. I'm going to fucking look at the screen. I'm going to mess with the keyboard, make sure the keyboard's cool. I'm going to... That's pretty much
it. Did you
it,
do
dude.
All that?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
That's
a smart... You're a smart consumer. High five.
But that's about it, dude. Like, I don't know anything else about it. Okay. And then when you bring me with you to do that... To pick something else out for me like that, you can't be a fucking asshole to me about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm over it. I'm not holding a grudge. It's cool. We're cool.
No, hey. You are supposed to say you're sorry, you
yeah,
fucking
no, I,
idiot.
Yeah, no, I accepted your apology like 5 minutes ago. We're cool.
You were mean to me,
I was mean,
asshole.
I'm sorry. I was not in a good mood.
Do not be mean to me in public when you're trying to pick something else out for me. Like when we went looking for a ring, dude. Don't do that to me. It's annoying. Yeah, he's buying me an engagement ring. Oh, then why is he over there looking at you like he fucking
because
hates you?
Because he already looked at them all and is waiting for his fucking girlfriend to make a fucking decision. That's why. He's very efficient in what he does. He eats very quickly. No, that's like, I'd already seen it. It wasn't for me. Like, that was something you needed to do. Like,
you
pick
just
it out.
Don't need to be that way when we're picking things out together.
Oh.
That's rude.
Well,
and especially
so
in front of other people,
oh,
dude.
Fuck
they're
other
like,
people.
They're like, oh, wow, look at that couple.
Oh,
they really fucking love each other.
I have to care what you think now. Hold on. Hold on. Who are you? What's your name, sir? And your wife? Okay. Now, what do you think? Okay. Well, I'm going to try and care about that. Who gives a shit?
It makes me feel bad. It makes me feel like an idiot. Okay?
Why?
Because other people are looking at me like, why the fuck are you with him? He's being an asshole to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Think about it. When you're like, I'm like, hey, what about this? When you're like, I don't fucking care. And I'm like...
I was being truthful? I didn't?
Don't be that. Don't be mean to me like that.
I wasn't being mean.
That
I was being...
Mean.
I was being, can you please hurry the fuck up? Because we've been here for an hour and a half staring at the same fucking thing over and over and over again. That's what I was being.
Fine. Next time I'll pick out a fucking plastic ring. You get one from
and
one
hey,
of those little game things.
And hey, next time I'll pick out... a netbook by myself and you'll just like it. See, we both learned something today. High five.
Fuck you.
Alright. So, can we speak about a wedding while we're kind of talking about that? Let's say, what do you do when you're the groom and you get to the wedding and you've realized that you've made a most tragic mistake? Do you just bail?
Run.
Do you bail?
Sure.
Or do you maybe... pull out your gun and say, I have a surprise for all of my guests here. And then maybe you shoot your bride in the head and probably also your best man and then yourself.
That's a
most epic wedding ever.
That's probably your like last option, but it's still an option.
It's a pretty sweet option. You know this went down in history with every person that was there, more so with the people that got blood on them.
Oh,
but this happened in Brazil. This dude just, he totally announced that he had a surprise for them, speaking to the guests. Shot his new wife, shot his best man, shot himself. 29 years old, he was a sales manager. He did not give any previous indication that anything was wrong at this Rio de Janeiro wedding reception. He totally, like, waited for her to get up there and then, like, pulled it out and was like, I have a surprise for you all. Boom! Best man, you were fucking her, I knew it. Boom! And then yourself, because you don't want to go to jail, right?
If you really want to be a dick about it, what you do is you know, you're standing up at the altar waiting for daddy to walk her up to you and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, and you shoot him too.
No.
Oh.
You fucking get up there and then when they're like, you know, when they say the thing where, you know.
Till death do you part.
No.
And you're like, boom, done. Next. Oh, Or what?
When they say, you know, does anybody feel that these two should not be together, blah, blah, blah. You know,
also
say now or forever hold your peace, and you say,
I'm going to hold this peace.
I fucked up. I hate you. I'm out. And just leave.
And I know you were fucking him, and then boom, boom, and then yourself. Boom.
Leave her at the altar, dude. That's enough fucking pain for a chick just to be, like, you see your man of your dreams or whatever.
Yeah,
the
that's
guy you're gonna be
weird
married
that you
to
would...
or whatever, to see him just walk away. Like, because you know they're holding hands at that point and looking at each other, and, like, he's going to say his vows or something.
Right.
And then he says, like,
fuck
says
you.
Some shit like that,
yeah.
And drops her hands and just walks out.
Yeah, that's a fuck you
that's
to
hurtful.
Her. Almost like doing this, like killing her, then your best man, then yourself. That's almost a fuck you to like everybody that came.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's like, I mean, there's kids there and shit. Like he, that's not. I don't think that's a
people
fuck you
might
to
have
her.
Flown in,
yeah. Like you just flew in to watch him pop her, his best man, and then himself. That's mm-hmm. that's epic. They say that the slayings were likely premeditated because of the groom's announcement and because he had hidden a gun in his father's pickup truck. Yeah. So
he was like,
a brother
you know,
of the bride went to the hospital, but he was released. He was okay.
Maybe it was a pre-planned wedding and he hadn't seen her before and he was like, I'm going to bring this just in case.
Oh, whoa. They do get some crazy shit like that, huh?
Yeah.
Like, you were born, and now you have to marry this person.
And you have no idea what they look like
and
until
you get
you
there,
get
and you're like, I would rather fucking die. No, I would rather kill her. But why the best man, then? Maybe he helped arrange the marriage?
Maybe.
Maybe, all right.
He's like, dude, you set me up with this troll.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dude, you said she was fucking hot.
She's
this is
not.
Bullshit.
It's like King Henry...
Yeah.
Dude, or whatever.
That's crazy.
That
I could totally see that.
Oh, my God.
So, you know how it's wintertime and everyone here is just mad depressed? Depressive
no.
cloud cover. We don't see the sun in a while. We get depressed.
I had
people,
no idea.
People hang themselves. People
really?
Kill themselves.
You know, I had no idea.
Are you depressed? Are you awake? Okay. Are you depressed? Burger
yeah.
says depressed and fat. Yes. Especially from all of the food from Thanksgiving. More so depressed because your relatives are much better off than you are.
Yeah, a little depressed, but whatever.
So then maybe it snows like one more time and you're like, that's it. That's fucking it. And you go out there and you're plowing snow with your shovel just fucking pissed. And then your neighbor comes over. Mm. He says something to you. You know what you do? You beat him over the fucking head with the shovel.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
Those are big shovels.
North Rhine-Westphalia, somewhere in Germany, I'm going to guess. Yeah. Yeah. A town of Schellenbach. This dude was 45. He repeatedly hit his neighbor, who was 49, with the shovel. He killed him. He got beat to death with a snow shovel, dude. The white snow just drenched bright red. Guy, like, laying there with the shovel.
Snow cones.
Shovel all broken over him. Fuck.
Dude, okay, well, I have a reason to be depressed. All right, these people, yeah. I don't know, man.
What's your reason?
Think about
the
it.
The reason for the season.
Think about it.
Because you just got a new netbook? I don't know, because you got a cool hat with hearts on it?
Maybe the fact that I've been taking care of a fucking crippled, unappreciative asshole for over 5 months
Whoa.
Without getting paid for it.
Whoa.
And now I'm finally starting to get that rolling and just found out that him and my brother racked up $900-some on my phone bill, so
right,
I cannot
right.
afford to have a Christmas.
Hmm.
And then my parents... cannot afford to do anything to help me with that whatsoever.
Right, which
and
goes back to what I said at the beginning, that we're all just fucking broke and fuck Christmas.
And then my boyfriend's a dick to me in public.
Oh, well, that's the least of your problems, I would say.
I'm a little depressed.
I'm not holding grudges, though. We're okay. Do you want to just go take that back and put that money towards your phone bill?
I don't give a fuck anymore.
Clearly.
I don't care.
Your eyes aren't even open. How can you give a fuck when you can't see anything?
I just don't care.
That's terrible. Should we just kill ourselves? I think, like, there must be something good after this, right? Because everyone is,
probably
like,
not.
Getting there quick. We're, like, crash course, this whole world.
Eh. I don't know, dude. There's probably nothing. And I'm looking forward to nothing.
Well, should we just do it now? I've been good for, like, the last, I don't know, 20
I at least want to crank up that netbook and look at it.
Oh, okay. Then, maybe Friday show. It's got to be on a show, though. It's the only way podcasts should be allowed to
Could
end.
You do that? Could you blow my brains out and then shoot yourself
I don't
after
know.
You look at me?
Call
and
me
see.
A jerk off again.
What would happen? You would shoot me and
shoot
then
you
be
from
so
right here,
fucking,
right?
Shut the
in
fuck
the,
up.
In the camera.
For a second.
Right?
Shut up.
Oh, so easy. Tell me a shut up. Boom. Yes.
Don't talk over me.
Okay.
My eyes are open for that, so I fucking mean that.
Wow. And now they're closed.
Anyway, could you do that?
Yes.
You could shoot
Wait.
Me, and then you would see me all fucking just dead on the floor, brain splatter on the walls, and just dead. You wouldn't cry or be upset or
no, it'd be quick. It'd be like boom before you even hit the ground, boom. Oh. And probably one for the cat, right? Will we take the cat with us? We'd have to take the cat with
the
us.
Let the kitty live. She's cool.
She's gonna be stuck in here. We better like
look at her. She's totally happy. We'll just dump a bunch of food on the floor.
Okay.
She'll be cool till
you gotta boot up the netbook.
Us. She'll eat you.
Make sure the netbook's cool. And then feed the cat.
Yeah.
And then Do we do the whole show and then do it, like, at the end of the show, or do we just not even bother with that show and just be like, boom, and then whenever anyone comes in, they can record or hit stop, I guess, right? That'd have to be in the note. Can you please hit stop? I'd have to write out instructions on how to upload the show so that they could post that. Fuck.
I'd be a bitch.
Can we do that from, like, the afterlife?
No.
Could I just reach into the computer and be like, bzz, uploading?
It'd be so cool if you were doing it live and stuff, and then everybody's like sitting there waiting and watching.
No,
and
yeah, it'll
be
live.
Police and paramedics and stuff come in.
We'd have to hide the cameras so that the police and paramedics didn't see them right away and like hide them or shut them off. That'd be crazy. Because that's the only way podcasts end, right? Like, that's what I understood getting into this game, is that podcasts don't end until somebody dies.
Burger says he'll take the kitty. She's so...
Oh, okay.
She's so sweet, dude.
I'd rather mail the cat to Burger than leave her here.
I would rather... I couldn't see...
Could you sit there while I shot you?
No. What?
Could you sit there and just like, sit still? Wait, are there gonna be drugs involved? I have to make sure that I have all of the marijuana out of my system so that they cannot say that he was... I mean, I guess I could put that in the note, huh? Fuck, man, this takes a lot of planning. Suicide takes a lot of planning. Do people think about it this much?
Dude, you know what? I'm not even going to shoot anybody. I'm just going to OD. That's good.
Well, on your way to ODing, I'll shoot you just to make sure.
Just shoot me in the leg.
Because you'll, like, come back from that. Like, from ODing, and then I'll be here dead, and then you'll be super upset, and then you'll have to
I'll
kill yourself.
I'll just take the rest of whatever you have left.
Yeah.
Or, you know what?
That'd be
I'll
way
crack
easier.
A vein open and We'd, suck the blood out of your
we
arm
would
and OD on what you did.
We would definitely have to plan. I think while you were booting up the netbook, I could get started on that list of how to post the show. Do you think I could just make a script that would just automatically save an MP3 and send it somewhere so that, like, we could just have Red Fox post it or something? Like, hey, post this. You're welcome. You're famous now.
I don't know, dude.
Passing the torch.
I don't know, dude.
Well, consider that. Well, highly consider
I don't
that.
Care.
No, clearly, because your eyes are closed again. So,
I'm sorry.
Back to the story real quick to finish up about the snow shovel beating. I would love to see that here. I would love to see
this crazy snow lady,
two neighbors.
Snow shovel lady.
Oh, whoa. Do you think she's a snow shovel fighter?
Probably.
She trains with that fucking thing like it's...
I saw her today.
Did you? Was she shoveling some shit?
Oh, yeah.
What was she shoveling at?
Down by the community health center.
Nice. Damn, she gets around. Mm-hmm. She walks everywhere she goes.
Does she?
Yeah, dude. I see her walking everywhere.
Where does she live?
I'm a guess somewhere on the west side grid.
Huh.
On the grid. But no, yeah, I always see her. Like, I see her down in that area, but then one time I saw her up by the junior high, which is not as far as where you're talking about, so then she goes even further out that way.
Hmm.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
That is crazy.
I wish I, like, got checks from the government all day so I could just roll around and do crazy shit all day. Like, shovel people's...
I'm gonna shovel this walk.
Do you get
I'm
crazy and...
this walk.
And then and this one,
I'm
I just...
shovel this walk.
I just shoveled this one. Why is there more snow on it?
I'll just shovel it again.
I would love to, like, follow her around and, like, put snow back on, like, and just see if she, like, totally walks back over there and shovels
her
it again.
Her brain just blows up.
Oh, man. So you get crazy, then you get the government money, right?
I could do that.
You can't just, like, decide to go on vacay.
Right, no. No. I could go crazy and probably live off.
If you could keep your eyes open long enough to go crazy, I would be really impressed. So, these neighbors apparently had argued prior to this happening. So, this has been building up over weeks. Maybe you're not shoveling your whole half of the sidewalk, perhaps?
Sure.
They argued in recent days over whose responsibility it was to clear the snow on the common entrance to their properties. So you know what probably happened. They both said, fuck it. Snow piled up. Someone slipped and fell, got pissed, decided to shovel it, saw the other neighbor and was like, no, fuck that, and then just beat his ass.
Probably.
They were both shoveling snow yesterday afternoon when the attack happened. Broad daylight, 1:30 p.m. Just had lunch. Have some lunch and go beat this guy to death. They are investigating a murder, of course.
Yeah.
This one dude, Abdul Duba, he's married, father of eight. The victim, also a father of eight, probably. They even went to court. They had been feuding so much that they went to court.
The Hatfields and the McCoys.
Pretty much the Abdallahs and the Abduls. Shit. And he also reportedly often antagonized the murderer, this other gentleman, the one that got beat down.
You know, it's your
fault. He was antagonistic.
It's your fault, prick.
Wolfgang provoked him frequently, another neighbor told them. This fool had it going on, I bet. He just sat back and was like, watch this.
Who the fuck names their kid Wolfgang?
Amadeus Amadeus. I don't know. Old people and Germans. Wolfgang Puck. Pucks?
What if
plural?
I named,
are there two pucks?
What if you had a name like Dolphin Pod or shit like that? You know, like Wolfgang or like
Dolphin Pod?
Dolphin Pod.
Or Dolph Lundgren? What about that name?
No, because it's a group of animals. That's what I'm sticking with. A group of animals.
Oh.
Wolfgang.
Okay,
so
like,
it would be like
Goat Pack. Or goat brood. What do goats have? Goat kids. I don't know. I suck at this game. Hold on. Fish school. Wait, did I do that one right?
Yes.
Fish school.
Yes,
Matt
yes.
Fish school.
Or,
shit, yeah.
Or
Matt Turkey Gaggle. It couldn't be Wolf Gang, though, then. It would have to be Wolf Pack, not Wolf Gang. It would be Bloods Gang or Crip Gang, right? If you're going to keep it in that. Or gangbang, right?
Oh, my God.
Wolf Pack.
Just why would you do
turkey
that?
Turkey Gaggle.
Just why would you do that? That's stupid.
Axel
Nobody
Rose.
Cares. I hate it.
I like that he the first comment, it says, Abdulba versus Wolfgang. I have a feeling the tensions had less to do with shoveling snow. Fucking towelhead. Fucking kraut.
Probably.
Oh, totally.
You sell drugs on my block. This is my block.
My block. Beating someone, the next comment. Beating someone to death with a snow shovel? Question mark? That takes some serious dedication. Even a good bludgeoning weapon requires considerable effort if the recipient is supposed to stop wasting everyone's oxygen. This guy's got talent. Brilliant. Brilliant. All right. Hey. Well, I did, maybe, because I feel so bad about our little disagreement earlier, even though I'm not holding a grudges and I completely accept your apology, I did get you another present.
What?
Are you ready for this?
It's a news story.
Two.
I can't unwrap it. I can't
tiny.
Use it. I can't fucking return it for anything.
Little.
I can't even pawn it.
Furry.
Great.
Are you ready? Two.
They better be kittens, you bastard.
Two tiny, furry, cute,
you better
lovable
be a kitten.
Kittens.
And I want it here right now.
Kittens had to be put down. They were here, but I I had to put them down because apparently someone had glued their mouths shut. Merry Christmas. Jingle bells. Kitty can't open its mouth anymore because someone glued it shut. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. No. That's fucking horrible. Why would you glue a kitten's mouth shut? Come on. This way, are you crying? What are you doing? Hey. Hey.
That's so cool.
This is terrible radio. Hey. Heads up. Right?
That
Blue
is so not cool. Why would you do that? I don't even want to read this fucking story, dude. That's
it's okay. I'll read it. Apparently, the SPCA has been having some problems lately in this area. It's an area of New Zealand that they're just not fans of cats at all.
Well, I'm not fans of people. You don't see me gluing your fucking mouth shut, and it's a kitten. Like, it can do anything back.
You know what?
That is that fucked is, up.
That is so weird you fucking said that. Because I found there was this other news story. The headline, quote, "I don't like humans," admits crossbow cannibal who murdered and dismembered three prostitutes. He didn't like humans either. He actually followed through with his hatred of them, though. Mostly prostitutes. But
it upsets me so fucking
much. No, right?
Much,
absolutely.
Dude. Why would you do that to something that's defenseless? It's a kitten.
New
dude,
Zealand?
It doesn't even fucking have... It hasn't even lived a life yet. It's a kitten.
So this weekend...
It's not like they live very long anyway, dude. They don't live as long
this
as
this one
us.
Does. This one's gonna. Yeah, this no, one's gonna outlive us. I'll tell you that.
You know what I mean.
No, I know what you mean. This weekend, the
Like the duct-taped cat. Why would you ever do that?
Well, like duct tape.
They can't do anything to you. A cat can't do anything to you.
Maybe you're allergic.
Scratch you.
Cat scratch fever. Wow, wow, wow.
Why would you put fucking, what,
then
super glue in your mouth and just
its
hold its
mouth
shut?
Bow,
that is so fucking horrible, dude.
Cat scratch fever. This weekend was to have been a celebration for the SPCA as it found a new home and family for the Taranga Pitbull? I don't know. Who had his ears cut off with scissors. So they don't like dogs there either. It's not just cats. I wonder what they think of bunnies. I wonder if that's where the world's bunny crush audio comes from.
I don't know.
Oh, terrible. But, of course, the kittens' deaths were a bitter blow instead. Very bitter blow.
They couldn't get the glue out or anything, or what?
You know who else is a bitter blow? Joan Rivers.
They couldn't do anything?
Nothing? No. They were less than a month old. They were found by a member of the public and taken to the Auckland SPCA. The marketing manager said it was unclear. Why is the marketing manager giving quotes for this? He said it was unclear whether their mouths had been glued shut deliberately, but it seems likely. Like they accidentally just ate some super glue. Oh, fuck. That's terrible. They were too young to eat solid food, so it was unlikely they had accidentally chewed something. He said the kittens would have suffered, but we took care of that, so. No. Why would you... Maybe, like, it meows a lot, and you just want to shut it up, maybe? That's horrible.
I don't want to talk about this
anymore. All right. So, this dude, this is so crazy. This dude hates fucking people, apparently. Hates humans. he was a criminology student, right? So, like, studying CSI stuff. Mm-hmm. He dubbed himself the crossbow cannibal. He bragged to police about eating human flesh. He's 40. He was obsessed with serial killers, murdered Suzanne Blamiers, Shelley Armitage, and Susan Rushworth, who all worked in the red light district near his home. That's convenient. Like, if you live near a red light district and you were a serial killer, that is complete convenience. You got, like, your pick of the litter.
I guess.
You could single-handedly make the prostitutes on your street a higher quality by killing all of the shitty ones.
But humans might actually deserve being killed sometimes, okay? They have done things. A kitten hasn't done anything. It's so fucked. Well, a kitten hasn't done anything
moment
besides
of silence
sit there
for those kittens.
And look cute. And
honestly, though, like, you can care about that story, but, like, every day, millions of Chinese people are eating hundreds of millions of cats and dogs, probably. It's fucking Chinese. And dolphins. And whales. Fuck are you, whale? But yeah, that's like a whole nother level in it. To just do that. Because you can't get super glue out, can you?
Yeah, you can.
Like, why wouldn't they just...
Paint thinner.
Have done that, then?
Paint thinner will just, kill it also.
Just a little paint thinner in there, no problem. Just a little bit.
If the cat swallowed the paint thinner, it would kill it.
Oh, well. Have to make sure that didn't happen.
Well, it's like the only
if thing. Only we could keep its mouth shut. Damn this paradox. Seriously, though, yeah, I'm sorry. That's sad. But Merry Christmas. Is that the best present ever? Or what? Better than the netbook? You were just a treat tonight. Can I tell you that?
You're making me this way right now.
How? It's been a while since we had a sad kitten story. So.
Oh, hey, Merry Christmas, dead kittens.
Well, here, look at this.
The one thing that makes you the saddest thing in the fucking world.
Oh,
let me just
go
ahead and talk to you about that.
The saddest? I thought that made you the happiest. Did I tell... Shit. I totally left out all the dead baby stories tonight, too, because I thought those made you sad. Man, I am just backwards tonight. Fucking up. So this dude, he pled guilty to the murders. He was caught when a caretaker of one of the homes where he lived saw horrific CCTV footage of one of the girls' final moments. When he was arrested, he told the cops, "I've killed loads." You know who else has killed loads? Kleenex.
Mm-hmm.
All day, baby. I've killed loads and claimed he had eaten some of her flesh, the one that just died. That's part of the magic, he said. He's creepy. Like, you have to see a picture of this guy. Check out this stare. He totally looks like that one dude that was in the Midnight Meat Train. What was that dude's name? The big British guy?
I forget his name.
Eddie or Joe or...
He plays Sphinx.
Yeah. I forget his name, but he kind of reminds me of that. He's got that look to him, you know? Mm. Just like, I just got done killing a bunch of people. Except this guy actually did. He added, "I'm misanthropic. I don't have much time for the human race." He stood in the dock to enter his plea, surrounded by a bunch of security guards, because he's a big motherfucker. Of course, and yeah, so. Pretty crazy. They found one of these chicks. This is so horrible. They found a broken knife and a crossbow bolt embedded in her severed head. and the head had its skin removed.
That's nice.
The furniture and the walls in his home were splattered with the victim's blood, and he claimed to have eaten raw parts of flesh.
It's like that comic book.
Kinda, huh?
Yeah. You copycat. That's copyright infringement.
Can they sue him on top of that? Berger says he looks like a pedophile.
That would be funny. He needs glasses to be a pedo.
Right. And a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like a Marine gone horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I work for the Umbrella Corp. I hate people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
Something like that.
Or hookers, I suppose.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway.
Pretty brutal. This is like a huge, I didn't know how long this story was. I just saw that part, but yeah. I'll put a link to it in the show so you guys can check it out if you want. So, also, Merry Christmas to everyone who, for the very first time, saw a reindeer today.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a reindeer.
Really? Life. Can I show you a picture of a reindeer?
Here. I think you showed it to me already.
Okay, well, I want to show everybody else. Check that shit out. It reminds me of the La Brea tar pits. When, like, the old dinosaurs, you know, back in the day got stuck in the tar pits. And then you would just see, like, a part of them. Except that this reindeer, like, fell through the ice somewhere and totally froze. And then just kind of stayed there. And there was a bunch of kids at this park. They were hoping to see Father Christmas's reindeer. They were left horrified when they saw several animals that had fallen through thin ice and drowned. Wow.
And then floated back Mary, up and froze.
Right, with their horns and dead bloated bodies protruding through the fucking ice. Merry yep. Christmas!
Kind of reminds me of...
Is that Rudolph?
The never-ending story when he's trying to pull his horse out of the tar pit.
Yeah, that made me fucking sad when I was a kid. Holy shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd almost forgotten about that. Fuck.
He's like, come on, that made me super sad. And like,
Atreyu!
Yeah, Atreyu.
Yeah. I just remember that because I always, when we go Fall at Lawrence Park, there's always those Atreyu stickers there. Like, I think it's some band or something. I don't know.
That sucks, though. That's sad.
That's great that, like, a bunch of parents were like, oh, we're going to go see reindeer and all this. And then they had to teach their kids about death also.
All at the same time.
Merry Christmas. It's a very cyclical world. Nolly Zundead says it was trying to cryogenically freeze itself. You know, so that it could be thawed out in the future.
Oh, it will be thawed out in the future and then quickly eaten by
in about
whatever
six
is
more
out
months.
There.
Yeah, dude.
Can you imagine, like, it's frozen on the top right there, okay? And then whatever's
like
in the water is just gnawing on it. And when it freezes, when it unfreezes,
like pike,
it's
dude.
Just going to be like that little piece that's above the water.
And that's it?
Yeah.
And the horns.
And maybe the skeletal system.
Right. And the hooves.
Still connected. Right.
And the bones. Right. Be like a fossil.
Yeah.
Do you, like if there were a pike in there, just shredding the shit out of that.
Shark.
Do you imagine if it was still alive?
Freshwater sharks.
While that was happening.
Freshwater sharks. And
is this? I think this is actually just a little pond though. I don't think
where?
It's. Whitworth Hall Country Park in County Durham, UK somewhere. Probably no sharks. Gonna guess.
Oh. Well, whatever.
That's pretty crazy. You would think that, like, the people that own the park would be like, someone's gotta go fish that thing out. Everybody that's quoted in here is like, we came here. It's a 73-acre deer park. People come from all over the place, apparently. We came especially to see the deer because the kids think this is where Santa's reindeer live because we've been lying to them for years and telling them that this is where his reindeer live. Oh, fucking
man. Retard.
That's so awesome. It was a bit of a shock to arrive and see so many of them trapped in the lake. Do you think
so
they were like...
So many? Is there like a shit ton?
Yeah, that was the only picture of them. But yeah, there were apparently a bunch of them like that happened to you.
I wonder if that happens all over the place, like here and stuff.
Yeah, it is just a lake.
I wonder if that happens like here. Like, how big of a lake is it?
I'm going to say reindeer maybe not the smartest animals. I think the deer up here and the elk are more adapted to it. But I don't know, reindeer, right? You live in the fucking North Pole with Santa Claus.
They should be just
You should as... totally be. What the fuck?
They just hit a patch of thin ice, probably.
Yeah, it says that sometimes some expert says this kind of tragedy happens with wild animals. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when lakes freeze, the water level beneath the ice drops down, making the ice on top even more thin. Lighter animals such as rabbits and foxes get across, but anything as heavy as a deer goes right through. Dude, I saw the biggest fox today.
Yeah.
Like, trucking across the fucking highway. Like, I saw it in the
Foxes
field.
Foxes are cool, dude.
This one was huge, dude. That's my second one I've ever seen. And the
I've
first
only
one,
seen
I almost,
one,
I tried to pet it, but it took off. But it was, like, not that It'll big.
Bite
I didn't,
the fuck
I didn't,
out of you.
I didn't know they got that big. But he was hauling ass. I was totally looking. I was like, where's David the Gnome? If that's Swift, where's David the... No, David the Gnome. That was apparently not Swift. Was that his, Fox's name? You have a pet fox, huh? His name was Swift, I want to say.
From where?
David the Gnome. Do you remember Nickelodeon's David the Gnome? Little people, big red cone hats.
I remember
Does
that.
Does anybody fucking remember that? He
I
had
remember
a fox,
that.
I'm
they
pretty
lived
sure.
in a tree.
Okay.
Right? And there was a big tunnel, like, leading down to the yes. house and stuff. I don't
yeah.
remember a fox.
Really? He rode a fox around. I remember that because I'm pretty sure it was called Swift. Can someone wiki that for me?
I don't know. I was thinking Tails from Sonic.
Ah. Yeah. Also a fox.
Yes.
This one only had one tail.
Oh. Well, that's gay.
But so, now, are you more sad that that happened because that was, this is, like, natural and stuff, and that just happens, or is it because the cats are cute and reindeer are maybe just who gives a shit?
I'm upset about...
Like, if the reindeer got its mouth glued shut, like, would you be that upset about that?
I'd be upset about it. I'm not as upset about the reindeer falling in and getting frozen because
shit happens.
Nobody did that to that animal. It did it to itself.
I see.
It fucked up. Oops.
So if the cats would have eaten a tube of super glue, then that would have been you fucked up.
No, whoever left the tube of super glue around for the cat to eat.
Right, because in a natural environment for a reindeer, there would be no super glue just chilling there.
Right.
Like, okay, so human intervention.
Right.
Nolly says this is what happens to the reindeer that don't make it on Santa's team.
They were just playing some reindeer games.
This is what happens when...
They played a trick on these fucks.
When you lose the reindeer games.
No, I'm upset about the kittens thing because somebody had to be that twisted in the head to do that.
Right,
to that
actually,
kitten.
Okay.
You know, and I love kittens. I can't help it, dude. That's like a mother loves her children.
So
okay?
Bunny Crush
that's
Audio.
I love kittens.
All good.
No, I kittens, really don't kitten. Like the Bunny Crush Audio.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I had bunnies when I was a kid.
Did they do that when you stomped
they
on their
screamed.
Heads with stiletto
they
high heels?
Sometimes.
Crazy, huh?
If you go to grab them in the wrong way, they'll scream.
The cat will do that, too, if you like.
You know how to catch a rabbit? It's really cool. Sam was talking to me about this.
With a stiletto?
She said that when she was, like, 9 years old, she would, she found out how to catch rabbits. And, you know, they're really fucking fast. You can't chase those fuckers and catch them. She would find their holes and sit outside of the rabbit hole with her hand, like, right
Whoa.
Over the hole. And they, when they pop their head up, they look side to side. They don't look up. So she just grabbed it. And they would, and like, she would just grab it and hold on to it and run it back to the house and keep them.
So the rabbit would have done that regardless of if it was getting its face crushed by a stiletto high heel, you're saying. Sorry. All right, Whatever. This is pretty awesome. A 33-year-old man was charged on Tuesday for the brutal murder of a man with a meat cleaver during which, are you ready? The suspect cut off the victim's penis, okay? And then do you know what he did with it? Eyes open? Okay, do you know what he did with it?
Enlighten me.
He stuffed it down his throat. Could you imagine getting your dick cut off and shoved down your throat?
Yeah, I've thought about doing that to people. Sometimes.
These guys, like, partied together and shit. And apparently there was a debt between the two men, and that was that. The debt, I'd say, well collected.
Well.
Cut dick off, shoved into throat.
That's pretty fucked up.
The autopsy revealed the victim had sustained over 100 injuries. He's 27.
That, like, brings whole new meaning to the phrase, eat a dick.
Eat your own dick. Eat your dick. Hey.
And then you know what? Super glue their mouth shut so they can't get the dick out.
Oh, so you just buried like you're in heaven with just a dick in your mouth? Like, god damn it. We call him Mumbles. Why
He'd
is that?
He'd have to swallow it.
He got killed by getting a dick shoved in his mouth.
He'd have to swallow it. He'd have to swallow his own cock.
But if it was glued, you couldn't. The cock would be glued in there, right?
No, like just glue the lips shut.
Oh, I was thinking glue the lips to the cock and then the bot, like, so it's all just one piece.
Nah, glue the lips shut.
So the cock can freely flow in and out of the lips, and if maybe you were to take out that cock and insert another one, that could be okay. See, I was totally thinking just, like, shut it down.
Okay. Whatever,
go ahead.
Dude.
I'll let you read that one.
No.
No?
No, because you'll just laugh at me.
I was just going to laugh at it in general. It's pretty funny. Nolly Zendet says, they should have created a kitten centipede via glue, if I can be so morbid. Yes. Could you imagine what that would look like, a little kitty centipede? That'd be way better than the dog, right? Because it could, like, jump super high.
I would fucking
high.
Cry so hard.
Could you imagine that thing purring? All three of those
they
fuckers
would not be
just
purring.
Purring and, oh, they'd be fucking purring,
Let
dude.
Let me tell you something. They're not going to be purring.
Male, two female cats.
No.
All purring. Just purring. That would be, you could, like, wrap it around your face.
Can we stop talking about mutilating kittens?
No, this is making them better. When one purrs, that's great. When three purr, dude, that's perfection. Hmm? Hmm? Come on. Hmm? Anyone? Hmm? No?
No.
Okay. Well, you are just a charm to be around tonight. Can I say that?
Dude,
enjoying
you did
our
this,
time
dude.
Together. I did this?
Yes.
You did this by taking Klonopin last night.
No, not only that, I'm fucking tired and I'm a little out of it or whatever, but dude, I was in a fine mood. My mood was absolutely fine.
I said, why are you holding a grudge? I'm not. What's up? Do you want to talk about it some more?
Dude, just the fact that...
I'm sorry. You accept. I accept your apology for taking so fucking long. And that's it. Move on.
You're just really sarcastic about it and shit, and it's like, it's not sincere. You just don't give a fuck. You're like, whatever,
hey.
I'm going to say I'm sorry, so she'll shut the fuck up.
Why else does anybody say they're sorry?
Because they're sorry.
Really? Why are they sorry?
Because they did something wrong.
Shuts the fuck up about whatever. Is anyone ever really sorry? You just say it to appease the other person. Do you apologize to yourself? Like, God, I'm sorry I ate that cheesecake. I am such a fat pig. I am so sorry, self. But no, I am sorry. I'm sorry you're in a shitty mood because of that. I bought you a fucking netbook. Deal with it, you know? Like, why are you in such a bad mood still? It happened like 4 fucking hours ago. I remember that.
You were just mean to me.
I was, and I was in a bad mood, and I told you that. I had just gotten off work. I had a long fucking day at work. I was just cranky, dude. Best Buy was fucking packed. You were taking a long time. They only had a few different ones. They didn't have the one I fucking wanted. Yeah, I was in a shitty mood. I'm over it now. I can be back in a shitty mood if you'd like. We could do that.
Well, and then when we got home, I was in an alright mood. And then you just played to the dumb side of things. And we're like, Merry Christmas. Here's dead kittens. And
well, we're doing a podcast. That was entertaining.
That is
not
entertaining.
It's entertaining for me.
Well, then.
And hey, Blame Burger, he sent that story to me. Totally kidding. Well, Merry Christmas.
My fucking tooth hurts. Okay. Dude, I'm sorry.
There you go. Hey, I accept your apology. No, and I am sarcastic, but that's how I am, so sorry.
Just, dude, I don't know. I'm not in a good mood, okay? I haven't been in a good mood all day. My face fucking hurts.
Okay.
I tried to put myself in a better mood when we went out shopping and shit. Because,
you know,
you shot me down and put me in a crappy mood. Then I tried to snap back and be in a good mood, and then my fucking face hurts again, and I have to fucking do the show. And then you bring up a bunch of dead kitten shit and blah, 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 and rub it in my face and stuff, and it's like, wow, dude, I just want to fucking kill everyone.
Well,
right
we
now.
Can't kill, oh, everyone. that we could probably do. Probably take more planning to kill everyone than it would to just kill ourselves.
Probably not. I just built a really big bomb.
Right. My physics fucking girlfriend here. We figured out how to make fusion.
Wouldn't be that hard to figure out.
To build a nuke. Okay. I bet we could. I would love to see that, though. I would love to see you, like, build a nuke. That would be so awesome. And spray paint it purple. Call it my big one.
Just nothing wrong with purple.
Could we use the big purple dong to contain the war head, if you will? It'll be right here in the tip where it belongs. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Wow.
Could you do that? I want to see you build a nuke out of the purple dildo.
No.
And then just fuck something with it. Like all of humanity. Okay, well, you know who else isn't having a good time? The parents of another child. This choking game has got to stop. This is sweeping the nation. Global pandemic. Another child has died. How many is too many? Before we educate our children on the dangers of the choking game.
I just say let it ride.
11 years old. Such a bright future.
They'll figure it out eventually. One of them's going to do it in front of a group of friends, and they're going to kill themselves, and that group of friends is going to be so fucking scared shitless of that game.
Oh, so every time this happens...
And then they're
going
to go out to other friends and be like, don't do it. But they're going to do it anyway, but they'll do it in front of a group of their friends and so
right.
on and so forth.
So the only way to survive the choking game is to do it in front of people that have already experienced losing someone, because then they'll be like, whoa, don't. But if you do it in front of a totally fresh crowd, they're going to be like, oh, cool, and then someone else will die, and then there's more.
And then they freak out.
Interesting, interesting.
I have good points sometimes.
He died, this one was called Chokeout or Blackout. Ooh, racy. The game causes children to pass out and wake up with a rush. Jenny, this lady, she said she found her youngest son, or she said her youngest son found Brandon dead in his room. Ooh. Crazy. How many people have died from pot so far? What's the tally? Do a little calculation. Carry the 5. 0 still? Is it 0?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
Choking game. Just killing it. Killing it. And of course, in every story that has to do with this, the parents are like, they always say this. If we can just save one other family from going through this... Why are you playing the choking game with the cat?
Cause.
That's not right.
I was hugging the cat. Thank you.
What fucking time is it?
1:07.
Awesome. Because I am fucking done with this.
Yeah? Okay.
Alright. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You've been a peach? It's been a blast of time. Are we doing a show Friday? Will we see them? Will we see them Friday?
Sure.
Yeah, everyone thinks you're totally doped right now.
I know.
That's so funny, too, because the times when you're totally doped, no one says shit.
No one notices.
No one says shit.
Because when I'm... I don't even want to say this.
Because when I'm totally doped, I feel better. Good girl.
Yeah.
Good girl.
No, when I'm totally doped up, like, I act normal, like, nothing's wrong, because I feel great. Right? I just don't feel normal right now. I don't feel great.
Is it because we haven't done drugs today? That maybe that's the problem.
Maybe I'm sober.
Nolly says, Danny's being a Debbie Downer. I'm sure the sad kitten story didn't help. I tried.
Yeah,
best Christmas ever.
Not gonna make me happy.
Best Christmas ever.
No.
So show Friday. It's up to you.
Whatever.
Whatever you want to do.
I don't know. You know what? You just fucking follow us on whatever we have out there, and you'll find out.
That's cheating.
It is cheating, but you know what? Whatever. And guess what? It doesn't fucking matter anyway, because whether we announce it here or not, you're still going to see it in the, you know, in
hey,
our
some people
shit,
plan
and then
for this. Some people plan days
they'll see
around this.
Our posts, okay, or they will see a new episode in the feed.
They need to know whether or not they need to go to their parents' house or grandparents' house or in-laws, because, hey, if there's nothing going on with the jam hole, then fuck it. I might as well
bring your laptop.
Go do this. Oh, does everybody want to spend Christmas Eve with the jam hole reading about dead kittens? Gather around the campfire.
I don't know
girls
yet.
And boys.
Dude, I don't know. It depends on if we end up wanting to do something.
Yeah,
together.
Always 4/20 is yeah. We pretty much need to know.
Well, I don't have a straight answer for you.
Okay.
So,
well, I'll
sorry.
Do a show Friday. How's that?
Great.
Okay. Well, thank you. Email us info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. /donate, of course, /Twitter, /YouTube, /Facebook. Here's a song I'm going to close out the show with, and I'll put this on the actual episode. It's a Christmas song our friends at Ear Candy made. Adam, mm-hmm. Vance, all those guys. It's all auto-tuned to shit. I love it. So, yeah, enjoy this, and we'll see you guys Friday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Baby, it's cold outside.
It's so cold.
It's so cold, little lady. I said, shorty, it's cold outside.
It's so cold.
It's so cold, little mama.
Cause I shine so bright. I'll be on that ladder stringing lights all night. Got that house on the block, make you wanna scream and shout. Got Margo next door, by her bugging out. Candy paint whip, bumping that King Cole. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All the hoes in Whoville wanna come and play. Cause my pimp game be growing 3 sizes a day.
She got them apple bottom jeans with the fur, everybody in the chalet was looking at her. She my little snow bunny, don't nobody know bunny. Love the way she jiggle it and drop it to the floor, bunny. Shake it like a present girl, shake it like an Etch-A-Sketch. Shake it like you took a Polaroid of an Etch-A-Sketch. Underneath the Christmas tree, up against the Christmas tree. Pointy-eared shorty, shake it all up in the Christmas tree.
It's Christmas.
On the telephone, trippin' cause I ain't at home. Expedia rebate, ticket to the VA. Got $40 on a gypsy cab to JFK. Men's Health magazine for browsing on the way. And I ain't gonna front about no body scan or where the TSA gonna put their hands. Just pass the Fiesta mix and I'll be on my way. Fly my ass home for the holidays.
Relatives in the living room getting along, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. Popping bottles and arranging cheeses. Sparkling white grape cause it's for my nieces. Got my auntie in the back straight frosting, and got a honey glazed ham she about to toss in. So pass that stuff and shorty pass that turkey girl. I'ma ride this gravy boat like Santa all
you
around
know
the
that
world.
It's Christmas. Shorty, it's Christmas. Baby, it's Christmas. And you're the only thing on my wish list. My wish list. So throw your hands in the air and wave them from here to there. If you got Santa Claus riding shotgun in your Escalade, everybody.
Shorty, it's Christmas. Shorty, it's Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.